Kai is at the wheel, with Zoe and Adam hitching a ride in the back, and Sirop sitting shotgun, leaning so far back that he is pinning Adam to his seat.
Do you really need your seat back this far? You're the size of an eggplant.
The fuck's an eggplant?
Sirop leans his seat further.
This isn't fair. I want to sit up front.
Well, too bad. I called shotgun.
I never heard you say that.
It's true. He texted me at 7.
Hold on. You don't know what an eggplant is, but you know what calling shotgun is?
Of course. Calling shotgun is one of the oldest and most sacred universal rules. It transcends all species. Now brace yourself. Papa Sirop needs more room.
You're doing this on purpose!
Can I roll my window down?
Sure. You feeling all right?
Yes! I'm not nervous!
Never said you were.
Well, I'm not! Never mind. The air is making me more nervous.
Zoe, you can talk to us. We're all in the same boat here.
It's a car, though.
Shut up.
I know. It's just...
It's a lot of pressure. Honestly, I'm pretty nervous about performing, too.
You should be. This is a super big deal, and it will be so embarrassing for you if you lose. Also, there will probably be thousands of people there to see it. Just to see you fail big time.
What the heck, man?
That's not it. I mean, yeah, I'm nervous about that too, but something else is bothering me.
What is it?
I mean, I don't know. It probably just sounds stupid.
Just speak your mind, Zoe. Me and Kai want to hear it.
For real, you can tell us anything.
Well, Sirop mentioned that if we lose our powers, it would be like losing an important part of ourselves.
Yeah, I can see why that would bother you.
Yeah, what if Kai loses his arms and then he can't drive us places anymore?
Or what if Adam loses his mouth and he can't tell bad jokes anymore?
Or what if we lose the part of ourselves that makes us friends?
Oh.
Forget I said anything. It's not what we need to focus on right now.
No, that won't happen.
But what if we don't have a choice? What if we just forget everything?
I don't care what magical powers are involved. I won't let that happen, no matter what.
He's right. If this doesn't go our way, and it changes us, even if we don't recognize ourselves anymore, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's just how it's gonna be, okay? So quit worrying.
Aw. Thanks, guys.
I can't tell if your determination is admirable or just an aggressive manifestation of the Dunning-Kruger effect.
What, you don't want us to wing it? Kinda weird coming from a chicken.
You're not funny!
I'm not going to lose a part of myself. We'll win today. We have to.
An important thing to keep in mind is whether or not you're prepared to be the reason that happens to your adversaries. In the end, someone has to come out a loser.
That's true. If we win... Then we'll be changing Ezra, Lawrence, and my sister.
I mean, can they really get any worse?
Yeah, especially that scumbag Lawrence.
I guess.
They think on Sirop's words for the rest of the ride, until they reach Central Park. Finding a space to park proves to be difficult, and they end up having to park a half mile away in a residential area.
Jeez, how many frickin' people showed up to this thing? It's not like any of us are famous.
No. But my sister is.
Remember how much engagement her Tic Tac video got?
Yeah, that's true. Do you think parking is always this bad? How much of it do you think is just Ashley's army of simps?
No idea. They reach the park grounds in 10 minutes. Sirop flutters down from Zoe's head and onto the grass.
I'll be right back. I need a word with Baby Butt.
You mean Marbagark?
Yee.
Do you even know where he is?
Yee.
They find a closed-off area with several trailers parked in a semicircle, eyes shot away from a bandstand swarming with people.
Oh my god! It's the army!
Hey, losers!
Devil's Holiday approaches them wearing matching uniforms. Black dress shirts and slacks topped off with crimson-red ties. They ooze confidence and a rebellious attitude.
Oh no, they're hot.
They're not that hot. Damn it, I'm lying!
Is that what you're wearing?
Didn't know it was a fashion contest.
Well, congrats on losing it anyway.
Well, I think it suits them. Zoe, you look very homely.
You guys can use our trailer if you need to prune up a bit.
Prune? Did you mean to say spruce?
Yeah, it is mean to say spruce. That's why I said prune.
Ugh.
At the very least, you should use our trailer to summon your instruments. We should probably use discretion when it comes to our powers.
Fine. That makes sense.
Then hop to it. We have introductions planned, and we'll need everybody on stage in 10 minutes.
Introductions? This is the first time I'm hearing about any of this.
9 minutes and 55 seconds.
Fine. Where is it? Ashley leans onto Kai's shoulder and points.
It's that one right there, where my camera crew is standing.
Hands to yourself.
Well, whatever you say, handsome. We can take it slow.
Hold on, you have a camera crew?
Duh, I'm gonna livestream this on TikTok. And I want to make sure they get all my best angles.
Are they gonna film us too?
Hell no! It's my livestream, no free clout.
Whatever. Let's go, guys. As everyone's leaving, Lawrence pulls Adam aside.
Hold on there, Buster.
What do you think you're doing?
If I win today, you have to be nice to me from now on.
What?
And you gotta forgive me. And be my friend.
What the hell are you-
Now you let that what I said marinate, and settle in what my words were.
Lawrence then walks away, leaving Adam standing there alone.
What?!
Sirop approaches Marbogark in a more secluded area of the park, obscured by trees and bushes. The Major is carrying a Y-shaped metal object in his mouth that's the same length as he is.
What is that thing? What's up, man?
The Major tilts his head to the side and plants the pointed end of the object into the earth.
Resonant fork!
Uh-huh.
With a fake cough, Marbogark irritably points to no smoking sign. Sirop responds by blowing smoke in his face.
Hey! I'll be filing a report on this!
Do it. See if I care.
Oh-ho! But that's not all I'll be filing a report on. I know all about your secret little mission, Commander.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. I even know its name. Clump. W.
Cool story, bro.
You can play coy all you want. Once I have proof, your whole career will be over. But first things first, I'm gonna set you back weeks when I beat you today.
That's actually what I wanted to ask you about. Do you intend to conduct this competition fairly?
Of course. Unlike you, I have integrity. That's what the Resonant Fork is for. To summon an impartial judge from HQ. I'm not surprised that you didn't know. It's not something they tell the more junior ranks.
You realize I'm only one rank below you, right?
Oh, I hope we get a famous one. Like Bismarck. Could you imagine? You'd be getting destroyed in front of a celebrity.
You never could go too long without mentioning Bismarck. You're such a fanboy.
What? I'm not. He's just very accomplished. And I think he's a shining example for all Nori to aspire to. I just hold a lot of respect for him. That's all.
The glaze is crazy.
Just be silent and watch while I exercise a privilege you have not yet earned.
Marbogark floats, extending his paws toward the resonant fork, which begins to respond with a violet glow. He then speaks the magic words.
Bippy, tippy, skippy, boppers!
An invisible beam of electromagnetic radiation pierces the clouds, shooting light years into space without making a sound.
Okay, nothing happened.
But suddenly, a small portal opens in front of the Nori, a swirling disk of iridescent color.
Your ignorance is truly boundless, Commander.
A red panda wearing a golden cape emerges from the vortex, walking on its hind legs and standing with a regal bearing.
It is I, Bismarck.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! It's really him!
There he goes.
Bismarck is here! At your request. What does he need to judge?
Oh, he refers to himself in the third person. Great.
How dare you! Curse you! Do not dare speak when talking to Bismarck.
Gee, sorry.
No! Curse you! Apology not accepted.
Pay him no mind, Bismarck. A pleb like him could never hope to grasp the importance of your work. Not like I do.
Yes. Bismarck is very important.
Let's put some distance between you and this rabble. If you'll follow me, sir, I'll explain everything to you on the way to the stage. Huge fan, by the way.
Ugh, celebrities.
Milkfish is at the back of the trailer, their instruments summoned and ready. Moment of truth. You guys ready?
Nope. Let's do it.
No turning back now. Let's just try our best.
Yeah, for sure. They step out of the trailer and head toward the stage, the distant hum of the crowd growing louder with each step. The stage itself is a wide, semi-circular deck, its surface raised just enough to give performers clear visibility over the audience. Overhead, a vast canopy roof stretches out, supported by a web of metal trusses. From behind a heavy black curtain, they emerge, instruments in hand, into a sea of motion and sound. Thousands of people fill the open space. The sheer size of the crowd is something they expected, but being faced with the reality is dizzying. On the other side of the stage, Devil's Holiday waits, but something is off. Unlike Milkfish, they're empty-handed. Their instruments are nowhere in sight. They stand together with an air of quiet confidence, with Ezra flashing Kai a sly grin.
Where are their instruments?
No idea.
Weird.
Devil's Holiday takes center stage. Then, with a crackling surge of energy and a shimmer of distortion in the air, their instruments materialize. Ezra grips the neck of a sleek bass guitar, leaning into the mic stand with a cocky tilt of his head, his eyes locked on the crowd. Ashley's electric guitar appears spinning in midair, and she catches it, throwing a defiant grin as she plants her feet wide, ready to play. Behind them, Lawrence's drum set assembles itself piece by piece, cymbals ringing with a soft chime as they snap themselves into place. He twirls a drumstick between his fingers. The crowd's murmuring shifts into a roar of excitement.
Oh my god, that looks so real!
Wow! Those effects were amazing!
Was that CGI?
Aw, oh, damn it, they tricked us!
Ugh, they suck.
Ezra.
How's everybody feeling tonight? How many of you came all the way out to see Rainbow Guts?
Oh, we love you, Ashley!
Aw, and I love you. Who's ready to have a good time tonight? Good. I'm glad to hear it. You're all amazing. For those of you who have been living under a rock and don't already know, we're Devil's Holiday, and we're here to kick your ass!
Also joining us this lovely evening are our guests, Milkfish! Go ahead and show them some love!
Three Nori step out from behind the curtain. Bismarck's followed by Marbergard to his right, and Serap to his left. Thinking they are just another part of the show, the crowd reacts to the animals with enthusiasm.
Aww, they're so cute!
Aww, aren't they adorable? Give it up for our mascots! Alright, we just need a few moments to prepare some things, but sit tight. We'll begin shortly.
Mascots? Really?
I had to explain it somehow. They can't hear you, but they can still see you just standing there.
Oh, so that's how it works. You never bothered to mention that to them, Serap?
Never came up.
Adam points his finger at Bismarck.
Who's the big orange rat?
Watch your tongue! That is the great Judge Bismarck!
What, like the donut?
What a vulgar display of ignorance! How dare you—
Enough! Bismarck is ready to begin his beautiful work. I will not have it impeded.
Yes, sir. Of course.
Now, I will decide the winner of today's battle using the ancient ways. You all like this very much and are very happy with Bismarck.
Bismarck tosses his cape back behind his shoulders dramatically before raising his paws toward the sky and speaking the magic words.
Beep, 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 Bismarck!
A twirling flash of green fire is followed by a large puff of magenta smoke. It clears, revealing a strange, whimsical machine. It has a large, round dial framed by rotating mechanical gears. The machine churns and chugs along in rhythmic thumps, occasionally exhausting colorful clouds of vapor from its series of twisting tubes and funnels.
Whoa! What is that thing?
An authentometer.
What does it do?
It measures several aspects of your music, considering the qualities that would be best suited for saving the universe.
It is time! Decide amongst yourselves who will go first.
Us.
We'll go.
We introduced ourselves first, so it only makes sense for us to perform first.
Why do you always have to have it your way?
Who cares? Let's just get on with it.
What if you guys played rock, paper, scissors?
I like that idea.
You're on.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
Kai throws scissors, and Ezra beats it with rock.
Easy.
Damn it.
It is decided. Performing first shall be Devil's Holiday. Now go! Show me everything that you have in your heart!
Guess that settles it. Make some space.
Milkfish leaves the stage begrudgingly.
Sorry about that, folks. Did you miss us? The wait's over. This song is called Demon's Reverie.
Oh, that name is so good.
Such a good name. Ugh.
What? Hold on! I thought of that name first!
Kai, shush. They're about to play.
Yeah.
Can you hear the doubt? You've been drowning out in this crowd. We've got to tear it down for our glory, then brace for the fall. So come on up and take the stage. Do not be a fucking disgrace. Remember, there's no time that we can waste to make our mark. Let's raise the anthem. We're gonna burn it all down. We can't afford to pass this up. Fight till we seize our crown. Then build over the ashes. No one in this world can stop us from prevailing. Yeah, we're gonna burn it all down, and that will be what sets us free.
Alright, Central Park! I'm gonna need you to make some noise for me, okay? Can you do that for me? Can you do that for Rainbow Guts? You ready?
Let's go! This is how we'll break through our limits. No mercy for anybody, no one's gonna save you. So don't stand in our way again. Let's raise the anthem, we're gonna burn it all down. We can't afford to pass this up. Fight till we seize our crown, then build over the ashes. No one in this world can stop us from prevailing. Yeah, we're gonna burn it all down, and that will be what sets us free.
Thank you!
The crowd erupts into a thunderous applause. Even Milkfish can't help but clap along. As Devil's Holiday leaves the stage, Ezra passes by Kai.
Good luck following that, Hafe.
Milkfish takes the stage as the crowd goes silent.
Hi, everyone. No, you go first.
Hey.
Oh!
My bad. So we're... Me and Adam and Zoe and Kai are happy to be here to perform for you tonight. We're...
Milkfish!
We're Milkfish.
The song's called Shell.
The song's called Shell.
Yeah, that's our song. So.
Oh, brother. Just get on with it.
Right. Ready?
Yeah.
Kai nods to Adam and Zoe. It's finally the moment of truth. The air is thick with anticipation. The crowd falls into a hush, and for a moment, everything seems to slow. This is it. The culmination of a month's worth of ups and downs, struggle, and creativity. They begin to play the song they've poured their hearts and souls into. Overwhelming response to their art catches them off guard. The feeling is almost unbelievable, and suddenly, all of the hardship they had along the way feels worth it, even if only for this fleeting moment.
Thanks for coming, everybody. It was great to perform for you tonight.
The sun has begun to set. Slowly, the crowd thins as people go home.
I have to admit, your song was somewhat decent. Somewhat.
I honestly wasn't expecting something so down-tempo. Not that it's a bad thing.
The guitar work was a bit sloppy, though.
Well, I'm proud of it anyway. Besides, it doesn't matter what you think. Bismarck is the one that's going to decide the winner.
Oh, please. We both know who he's going to pick, Runt.
I have seen the depths of your abilities, the resolve of your spirit. You've all done a wonderful job, but there can only be one winner. I shall use my specialized skills as a judge and representative of the Nori Council to make my final and unquestionable decision. Observe Bismarck's ancient talents in action.
Bismarck presses a button on the authentometer. It churns aggressively, emitting steam with a sharp ring. The arrow of the dial is spinning wildly. Suddenly, a long ticket begins printing from the machine. Both bands watch intently. The Bismarck trails and unfurls the paper with his hands as it continues to dispense.
Interesting.
The suspense is killing me.
Yeah, just say something already.
Oh, you piece of junk! Milkfish wins.
What? We do?
Yeah. Milkfish wins.
We win?
We win!
No way. That can't be right.
The machine never lies!
The machine is busted.
No, he's right. We've lost.
Oh, dang nabbit.
It's dark. The stage lights kick on.
I don't understand. Our song was way better. That's impossible!
Hey, we tried our best. That's what counts.
You think I care about that? We're gonna lose our powers!
Ezra's eyes glaze over in a silent disbelief.
We win!
We actually did it!
I knew we would!
Zoe picks her up and tosses him into the air.
Woohoo!
She just catches him and tosses him back up.
Stop it!
Devil's Holiday approaches, interrupting their celebration.
Looks like I was right, Ezra. Things aren't the same as they used to be. I beat you at your own game.
What? What's so funny?
Sorry, it's just... You beat me one time and you think this makes us even? There's still a world of difference between us. I mean, what's the record now? 1 to 5,000 or something?
Stop acting like you don't care. I know you do.
Please, I know where we stand. You were bound to get lucky eventually, Hoffa.
You're so full of it. I know what you're doing. I won today, and you don't want to give me the satisfaction.
Whatever you say.
Ashley approaches Zoe, looking down at her with disdain.
I hope you're happy.
Ashley, shut up! I don't want to hear it. You're such a spoiled brat. You always get what you want, and this is no different. Well, I guess it always just works out for you, huh? Does it make you feel special, Zoe? Does it make you feel important? Like you're better than me?
I don't think I'm better than you, Ashley.
Well, good, because you're not. You had your friends to bail you out. Now I have to lose my powers, and you get to keep yours. Just another thing being handed to you that you didn't even work for.
I did work for this. I worked really hard.
Oh, I'm sure.
Hey, leave her alone. It's not like it's gonna change the fact that you lost.
No one asked you!
Alan's right. There's no point in dragging this out any longer. So, how does this work? You're gonna take our powers now, right?
I suppose it's time. Stay close together, and I will perform the ritual.
Marbergark flaps his wings, bobbing up and down. He extends his paws, and the members of Devil's Holiday begin shimmering in a soft white glow.
Even though we lost today, I am proud to have had you as my loyal servants.
Wait! Ashley, I just wanted to say that I liked your song, and I really thought you were cool today.
Ashley tries to ignore her, but for a moment, it seems as though she might be caught off guard by Zoe's words. The light begins to shine brighter.
Congrats, guys. Super good job today. Also, you win this time, Adam, but I'm gonna make you my friend someday. You'll see.
Yeah.
For a moment, it's blinding. And the light is absorbed into Major Marbergark's paws, and the transfer is complete. The members of Devil's Holiday looks around, disoriented.
Well, do you feel any different?
Different? I feel okay. What's your name?
Kai. You don't remember me?
We've met before?
Cut it out. This isn't funny.
Look, I don't know you, little bro.
Guy is suspicious, but he's at a loss for words.
Anyway, it's getting late. I better head home.
That's weird.
Ashley? Oh, yes? Do you know who I am?
Oh, of course! You're my little sister!
Why are you acting funny?
What do you mean? I'm just happy to spend time with you. Anyway, I should go home and change. This outfit is highly inappropriate. I'll catch you later!
That's weird.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah?
Talk shit again, and I'll burn your other foot.
I knew it! He finally shows his true colors.
Adam, come on. There's obviously something weird going on.
They've lost the part of themselves that was attached to their power. What you're seeing is the result of whatever changed within.
Will it be that way forever?
Probably.
That's kind of annoying. After everything, Ezra won't even remember me winning today.
Wait, so does that mean Ezra's powers were tied to knowing who Kai is? Also, Ashley's had to do with not liking me?
It's more complicated than that.
Can you explain it to me then? I need to know everything that changed. I'll feel really bad if Ashley isn't herself anymore.
Bugger off. I don't owe you an explanation.
Please?
No.
Pretty please?
I said no.
We'll give you a chin scratch.
I don't want a chin scratch.
We'll give you some tuna.
Control your apprentices, Commander!
I'd just leave him alone. He probably doesn't even know the answer himself.
Nice try. You're not goading me into it either.
Bismarck's work here seems to be done. He must return to his other duties.
Oh, wait. Before you go, could I get an autograph?
Here, kid.
Bismarck tosses Marbogark his cape like an old jersey. His small cat body is buried beneath it, and by the time he lifts it off of himself, Bismarck has already teleported away.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! I have Bismarck's cape! I'm gonna go frame it!
Marbogark opens a zipper portal to his castle and flies toward it, carrying Bismarck's cape with him. But before he leaves, he points a paw at Serap.
This isn't over, Commander. Not for a long shot.
Ugh. Anyway, good work today.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, that was great.
Honestly, it was a bit overwhelming. I'm gonna crash so hard tonight.
Yeah, I'm ready to just chill.
For real, I'm drained.
Suddenly, they are approached by an energetic stranger.
Milkfish! Right?
Yeah?
Why are you so out of breath?
You were so amazing! I had no idea you guys existed before today, but you were so cool! And I can tell you guys put your heart and soul into that performance, and I just gotta say, hats off to you guys, seriously. That was incredible! And I haven't been able to get your song out of my head ever since I heard it!
Yeah. Thanks,
Your sound was such a cool blend of, like, indie rock and maybe a little bit of dream pop, and I think that kind of music is just a little bit underappreciated sometimes. I loved it, though. I loved it so much.
We appreciate
What's
that.
Your handle? Are you guys on social media? Is it just Milkfish? Yeah, that's probably it. Oh my god!
Ow! What?
I just remembered something really important. Sorry, I gotta go. I'm in a huge rush right now. It was nice meeting you guys. I'm already a big fan.
Who the hell was that?
Our first fan, I guess.
Let's go home before there are any more surprises.
I call shotgun!
Damn it!
And just like that, the battle of the bands has come to an end. Milkfish stood tall against their rivals and came out on top, surprising even themselves. They feel relief and a sense of pride for how much their struggles and determination have paid off. But their victory is bittersweet, and a feeling of unease lingers in the back of their minds. Devil's Holiday lost more than the competition today. They lost a part of themselves, and their personalities have changed completely. Kai, Adam, and Zoe still know very little about the nature of the powers they wield, or how they could be used to save the universe. Not only that, but they have yet to unravel the mystery behind the strange visions of their dreams, or the motivations of the mysterious apparition that goes by Dr. Medicine. They aren't even entirely sure why they won today.